President Trump mused about injecting disinfectants into people with COVID-19 to cure them, then later said he was being sarcastic. But still, some state hotlines went crazy with people asking, is that a treatment? And worse, others trying it. And Snopes.com, the fact-checking website founded by academics, went into overdrive. True, they said the president did say it. They posted his remarks, which didn't seem at all sarcastic. But false, they said. Do not inject or ingest disinfectants. And as you'll hear, it's something they've been saying for a while. As The Daily Show's Trevor Noah says, with stay-at-home, everyone now has time to launch a conspiracy theory, like the virus was engineered to kill old people.
Think about it. As soon as people started saying, okay, boomer, all of a sudden we got coronavirus and old people are dying, that can't be a coincidence.
It's funny, but rumors can be deadly. People in Mexico are assaulting healthcare workers because they think they're spreading the virus. Snopes.com had more than 10,000 requests for facts in the last 2 weeks of March alone. They divide COVID-19 information into 14 separate categories. Doreen Marchioni is managing editor. She joins us from Tacoma, Washington. In Doreen, the WHO called the sheer volume of rumors an infodemic. So just tick through some of them.
Our science reporter, Alex Kasprak, worked days on the idea that the virus is a human-made virus that was created in a laboratory in Wuhan. We have no evidence that this is true, and yet this particular misinformation continues to spread. There was an additional fact check that Alex worked on in more recent days about Bill Gates using the veil of the pandemic in an attempt to implant microchips for various nefarious reasons into all of humanity. It's all ludicrous, but it almost sounds like it could potentially be true. Like a lot of these conspiracy theories, there may be a few facts mixed in there, like the fact that Bill Gates and his foundation does in fact work tirelessly on global health initiatives, but it gets distorted and reblended.
It is completely false, the notion that Bill Gates engineered a coronavirus. It's
of
completely
course.
False that George Soros developed the coronavirus. It's false that sipping water prevents infection. There was that, the thing that purported to be from Stanford. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But take up this one. Did the news media fake those pictures showing crowds on Jacksonville Beach after that beach was open?
Of course not. People were asking us about that. We get a fair number of rumors that are related to the manipulation of still images or so-called deepfake videos. Spent a lot of time debunking Photoshopped images and answering the question whether an image is real or not real. There was a rumor going around that some of these beach photos were manipulated. Turns out that it was, depending on your perspective or where the photograph was taken from, that these images were accurately depicting what they depicted.
But nobody, manipulated the photo itself. And as
of
you said, sometimes,
not.
These rumors can be dangerous. And I'm thinking of the one that, and it's completely false, that the coronavirus was caused by cell phone towers. Again,
5G.
False. But people were, 5G. But people were attacking towers.
Correct. The 5G conspiracy theories. The idea that these large cellular towers are responsible for the downfall of humanity and for every illness and terrorist attack worldwide. This bizarre conspiracy theory keeps getting trotted out. So in some ways, it wasn't surprising that 5G would be cited as being responsible for the pandemic. It's absolutely ludicrous. Of course, it's not responsible, but it doesn't stop people from people who are in a state of fear right now, because this virus is deadly, spreading that information and sharing it and asking a lot of questions about whether that could even be possible.
Yeah. You also take up political myths and rumors. Did the Trump administration fire the U.S. pandemic response team?
The key word here is whether it was actively fired or it was a line item in a budget that was allowed to just play out its course and not re-up. The bottom line is that the team is no longer employed and is no longer working
supported
on the kind of stuff that could be extremely helpful now by all doctors' suggestions.
Well, just give us another example of something that you found.
So I think possibly the silliest but most dangerous rumor that we debunked in recent weeks was, and again, this is really silly sounding, But people were sharing the idea that one cure for the virus could be simply blowing a hair dryer, putting your face up to a hot hair dryer and blowing hot air into your face. If you think about that, it's ridiculous. This would not be a global pandemic if the cure were that simple, right? But yet there were so many people, it's almost too simple and too good to be true to not be considered as possible truth. Imagine people going out into the world thinking that if they just put the hair dryer to their face every morning, they'd be cool and safe to go out into the real world and interact with people. It may seem ludicrous, but that people were genuinely asking if this were true really scared us. It's like it's dangerous in the sense that some of these really simple cures and treatments and answers are propagated on social media, spun out, and that ordinary people, everyday people, like any of us, are coming to Snopes asking if there's any remote possibility this could be true, because they're desperate for information, and there's really so little information, so little known about the origins of the virus and its treatment.
Well, aren't people asking you about the rumor? And it is not true. We always have to preface that something's not true, just in case it goes out from our, you know, program, right, and people think it is right, true. They tune out just when you give the answer. But, you know, people right, were asking you about the false claim that drinking bleach would prevent infection.
Right. Sometimes, so what we've taken to doing, and I believe it started with COVID, when we get a meme image, so let's say we're doing a fact check on a story and we're rating the veracity of that claim. It's true, false, mostly true, mostly false, etc. And we're the featured image on that story on our site, for instance, is like a photograph or a meme. We have taken to doing word overlays on those images that say false or hoax or scam or misleading in big yellow letters, just to make certain that when people trip across one of our fact checks, that they don't look at that image. Let's say it's an image of someone drinking bleach, right, or something silly like that, that they don't even subconsciously trip over that image, and their brain thinks for a millisecond that it might be correct, that it's good to drink bleach. No, it's fake and it's false and it's wrong. You should not be doing this. And that's fairly recent for us because the stakes are so high.
Right. And Doreen, I was going to say, I'm sure there are people saying, no, people don't think it's okay to drink bleach. I mean, but do a lot of people think that?
So I guess the short answer is, in desperate times, and I would characterize these as desperate times, we're living in a crisis. I think when people are afraid and desperate, and in some cases now without income, without employment, they may be more susceptible to considering some of these otherwise silly, ludicrous rumors as potentially true because they're in a fragile state.
A recent Oxford study found that even after information has been debunked, more than half of the debunked misinformation about COVID-19 is still out there on Twitter with no warning label. So your job is hard.
Yeah.
You know, Doreen, I really want to take advantage of your work before we let you go, kind of a lightning round. Mm-hmm. Can you just tick off just a couple things?
Yeah, sure. So along the lines of the hair dryer, blowing a hair dryer in your face, I guess I would say it is not true that quinine or tonic water, if you drink a whole bunch of it, will cure you of COVID. It won't. It's ridiculous. The virus was not, as all evidence would suggest, created, human-made, created in a laboratory in Wuhan. The virus is not a hoax created by Democrats in cooperation with China to unseat the president. The virus is very real, and it goes beyond the borders of the United States. Yeah, those are big ones. Yeah. Still very popular out there.
Doreen Marchioni at Snopes.com, the fact-checking website. We'll hook you up at hearandnow.org. Doreen, thank you so much for your work. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me on.